Let's talk a little bit about what happens when you mine, because some people think you just kind of dig a hole in the ground, or you, the old days, you know, you're panning for gold on the Green River. But what really are the processes that transpire when mining happens?
For this big mine proposal, a gold and copper mine, to get all the gold and copper out, you have to dig out immense amounts of hard rock. And you have to crush it and add some chemicals that combine with the metals to pull it out. Use immense amounts of water from the river. And the scariest thing about gold and copper mine is that all that sludge with the chemicals that you put in there to get the metal out, you have to put it somewhere. You can't just dump it back in the stream. So they create these incredibly huge tailings ponds, which are just full of toxic sludge. And they don't put it in a concrete, they're not, you know, held back by a concrete dam or anything. It's an earthen dam that holds these things back. And we're on the side of a volcano. And normally, even if you didn't have a volcano, these things fail all the time and leak, and it goes into the river systems. It ruins the drinking water, it drains the habitat, the fish. It's just terrible. But can you imagine putting a mine like this on the side of a volcano in a beautiful place such as this? It just makes absolutely no sense. It's a ridiculous proposal.